Okay, our friends. So today we are reading you a story for the new fall season that is coming up. Today's story is called House Mouse. It was written by Michael Hall. And it has to do with a mouse who is finding a house. And also, do you like asparagus? Because there's some of that in here too. I like asparagus actually quite a bit. But let's find out what goes on here. Are you ready? Today's story, House Mouse, is read by Mommy. And...
Hi, I'm Mouse.
Hi, I'm Mouse. Are you Mouse?
I'm a mouse.
Hello, Mouse. Well, squeak yourself on over here. Bring that blankie. Squish in. Squeak, squeak. And let's have a story. Are you ready? Okay, here we go. Are you in? Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, let's see if I can help. There you go. You're welcome. One chilly morning, a mouse traveled over a hill, across a river, and into a wild asparagus patch, where she found something remarkable.
I'm a he.
It was warm and welcoming. What is it? What is it? What is it? So, bang, bang, bang. The mouse made a stove. Oh, this is an industrious mouse. In the picture, we can see she's got a hammer. She found a fire, it looks like. And so she has put it into a stove to keep it from getting out of the stove. But you know, it's kind of strange to have a stove in the middle of an asparagus patch, don't you think? Let's see what else she does. To mark the spot where the chilliness wasn't. Ah, because a fire will stop you from being cold, right? Oh, okay. One day, a hungry fox chased the mouse past a forest and in and out of a valley. You do? All of a sudden, the fox stopped in its tracks. The mouse was safe. And in the picture we can see, the mouse has gone back to where that stove is. And the fox is just walking around. He doesn't want to get close to that stove, does he? Mm-mm. So, tap, 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 tap. The mouse made a floor around the stove, I think, right?
I did it around the stove.
To mark the spot where the fox wouldn't go. Well, the fox has run away and left the mouse by herself. So now she has a stove and she has floor.
They wrote it wrong. I'm a he.
Oh, are you a he?
Yeah, I'm a he.
Well, maybe you could be her friend.
No, I built that house.
You did?
Yeah, I
did. Amazing.
It's a he.
Okay.
She is a he.
Okay. During a big storm.
That was not a good time for me.
Was it?
It wasn't.
Okay. During a big storm, the mouse scampered along a slippery wall and through a deep puddle. But when she hopped onto her floor, it was peaceful and dry. And in the picture, we can see it's almost like there's some sort of protective barrier around where the stove was and where her floor is. There's just like something there.
I still want to know what that is.
Let's see. So, thump, thump, thump. The mouse made a roof. Oh, she's a hard worker, isn't she? That's what it means to be industrious. It means you're working hard.
That roof really protected me for a long time.
Did it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you maintain a good roof, it should protect you for as long as you're alive.
It did.
To mark the spot where the rain didn't fall, she has now made a ceiling and a floor. And yeah, sure enough, the ceiling prevents the rain from coming through. But do you know what else I think she might need? Walls. Yeah, let's see what happens. Yes. For many days, the mouse lived happily on a steady diet of asparagus soup. And one night, the mouse heard a sound, but nothing was there. Ooh, I wonder what kind of sound she heard. The sound says,
knock, knock.
Mm-hmm. She heard it again the next day.
Knock, knock, knock.
Still, nothing was there.
That freaked me out for a long time.
Did it? Why do you hear knocking when there's nothing there? Mm-hmm. So the mouse made a door, and we can see squeak, creak, bump to mark the spot. Bang, tap, thump, where the knocking had been. And then she opened it.
Please come in,
she said to the two tired travelers huddled outside. She has friends who are coming to visit, but they do need to have a door to walk through, don't they? That evening, chop, 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 the new friends made a delicious vegetable soup because it looks like they've also brought some vegetables. I'm seeing some, like, maybe purple potato or maybe... Is that an eggplant or an...
Eggplant. There were... Our soup had asparagus, cheese, carrots, mushrooms.
Mmm.
They also had some cucumber.
Oh, in their soup? Yeah. How about zucchini?
No, cucumber. Okay. There was also some zucchini. Cucumber okay. And zucchini.
At its best, it was a welcoming place, and the house mouse wanted everyone to know it. And she still does.
You mean he still does?
Or he still does. I do love that there is a lovely house here, but I would like this house mouse to have put walls up because sometimes rain
the walls are
invisible walls. Sometimes rain comes in sideways or there's wind, you know, and I would really hate it if her fire went out because of the wind or her ceiling fell down because of the rain.
It had to be hail to melt down my ceiling.
Is that what you think?
Mm-hmm. My ceiling is out of hard stuff.
Hard stuff. Very nice. Well, my friends.
Hard stuff.
That is...
The end.
The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.